Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Decluttering. We are talking about decluttering and organizing your cords and cables.
Hi. I'm Kirsty Fruger.
Oh, I'm Amy Revell. We should probably do that. They know who we are.
Do they?
Well, they do now. But do they? Because we introduced ourselves.
Yes, they do now. So this episode was requested by Kerry Dorman. Thank you, lovely Kerry. We've had this topic comes up every time we declutter a house.
Oh, my goodness.
Every single time.
You can't avoid it.
No.
So there's things we're going to talk about. We want to talk about decluttering your cords and cables. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about organizing your cords and cables. And we want to talk about managing your cords and cables. Like, what, once you've decluttered and organized, what do you do when the inevitable next cord and cable comes in?
Mm-hmm. Or when you need to use a cord and cable.
Yeah. Like, how? Without being that crazy person that has boxes of cords and cables and drawers and cords and cables and all
so
that.
So I feel a lot of the times that I actually feel that this episode is probably for potentially the man in your life.
Really?
Yes.
No.
I feel like when I go into clients' homes and mm-hmm. I'm working with the wife or the woman partner, mm-hmm. if they're a heterosexual couple,
yep,
that the wife often goes, "No, I can't touch that because that's my husband's, you know, domain."
Yeah, okay.
Or, "No, I can't get rid of anything because my husband needs every single cord and cable." I feel like...
Yes, okay, yes.
Do you understand me now?
Yes,
because
I
feel like a lot of men actually have an unhealthy relationship with cords and cables.
I think you might be right.
Yeah.
This might be the episode that you need to put on in the car or maybe just say to your partner, "Hey, if you listen to this, it would make my life..." Really, really good.
Yeah. And if you are a woman and you struggle with cords and cables and letting go of anything, and then please keep listening.
Yeah, I feel like there's perhaps a person in the relationship if you're partnered.
Yeah. Are you this person?
Yes. Yes. That's why
asked up at it.
I know. And then when I thought about it, I thought maybe, like, I thought about my clients.
Yes.
And went, "Oh, you're right. There's so many of them who go, my husband manages that side of things."
Yes.
It's like the person in the family that does the finances.
Yes.
It's like that person who probably is the cord person too, let's be honest.
Because
that's
your
how
family,
your brain works.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so now we've established that.
So now it's not gendered. It is
the cord
that
person.
type of person.
Yeah.
Which I don't ever want to be gendered. I'm not trying to be stereotypical.
Oh, no, but you're talking about how things are by your experience of working with clients, which is what we do every day.
Yes. And the majority of my clients choose to wash their hands of cords and cables because they like pretending that it's their partner's problem.
Yeah. Not the fact that they have 4 iPhones sitting in their bedside drawer that all come with cables and cords and headsets and all the rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or camcorders from circa 1990.
Is this the right time for a confession?
Go for it.
Okay. So
all time is a good time for a confession.
Yeah. In 2006, when I was pregnant with my first baby, we bought ourselves a handycam.
Oh.
We saved up, I think it was like $800.
That's a lot of money.
It was back then.
But it's still a lot of money.
It's true. It is. So we bought it. We took videos of our babes, holidays.
Babes? Or just one?
Oh, no.
Did it last through to Elijah?
Yes. It definitely lasted. But then, of course, once smartphones came in, that superseded our camcorder, which – so I'd taken all the videos off it and all that kind of thing. That's not true. I had downloaded everything off it. So I had all the videos. But I rediscovered it the other day. I think in some part of my brain I had thought, I'm going to sell it. Let's be honest. That stuff's not worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it aside. I was like, I'll donate it. And then I thought I better plug it in. This is one of the hurdles that so many people have.
Yes.
I need to keep this cord because I need to plug in the hard drive to check if there's anything I need on the hard drive before I can get rid of it all.
Yes.
So it's all this procrastination and I need to, which is exactly what I had. And it sat there for a week and I went, this is ridiculous. And I just threw the whole lot in the bin.
You didn't even check if there was a video on there that you hadn't.
No.
And that's, I totally understand because that is the procrastination because you know that you've downloaded everything.
The reason I couldn't donate it is because there were still videos on there.
Yeah.
So I'd have to charge it to get in there to figure out, I was like, this is too hard.
I know, but a lot of our clients don't even, like, won't even chuck it out because they are worried that they haven't downloaded everything.
Yes.
And then they'll miss the video that they'd forgotten that they'd even taken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem. That's one of the issues is that you don't even remember what is on that video.
Yeah.
So why do you need to keep it? You weren't ever going to go, oh, I need to get that. I know exactly where that video of their first birthday is. It's on the camcorder that I haven't looked at for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
If it was important to you, you would have done something about it at the time. That's not to say that you should chuck it out necessarily. Like, you should go to the effort to check it.
Yeah.
Like, we're not advocating destroying
all your family history.
History, please. But don't hear that. But also, just stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
Stop procrastinating. Just set aside time, book it into your diary, go, you know that Saturday afternoon that it's pouring with rain, I'm going to see it and I'm going to get the cords. And you know what, which we'll come to soon, you can buy the cords. Even for an old relic from 1980, you can probably find the cord somewhere or find some way of doing it or offload it to somebody who specializes in that. Like, take your video to a store, to a company that download everything to the cloud. Yeah. I'm not even going to say DVD because even that is outdated now. You need to put them in the cloud. You need to have them in, you know, and then you also need to download them and put them.
There's a whole.
Yeah. Go talk to our friends.
Yeah, we'll organize an episode on that soon.
Go listen to our friend's podcast.
DIY photo organizing. That'll help you out.
But, yes, so.
But back to the cords and cables, because that, I feel like there's just so much photo, F-O-T-O, fear of throwing out when it comes to cords. Why, Kirst? Why are we so afraid?
I have no idea. Why are you afraid? Like, people, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? You can go out and get another one. And not that, again, we're not trying to advocate consumer society. We want you to be thoughtful and intentional about what you bring into your home. It's not about like just chucking everything and then rebuying it. But if you don't know what that cord is for and your husband or partner or person who's in charge of the cords and cables in your home, Amy, if you don't know what that cord is for, chances are you're never going to use it.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
It's
like,
the truth.
Are you even going to use it?
And also, I think 10, 15 years ago, you had an iPod, you had a phone, you had a laptop, you had a video camera, you had a digital camera, you had like all these different devices. Now you have a phone and maybe a laptop. So you don't have this plethora of devices anymore. You have the one you're using.
Yes.
And you're using those cords, I would assume, to keep it charged. Yes. So get rid of all the other stuff.
But even if you are like, you know, a computer crazy person, like you love cords and you've had lots of computers in your life, have a look at them. Particularly laptop cords usually say Mac or
yeah, they do HP Canon or whatever.
Or you know, like, and if they're for a printer, they've got a different connector so you can see this is a printer. So it's just about being actually taking the time.
Mm.
And I think this comes back to procrastination again, that it often gets left in the too hard basket. Yep. It's often just shoved in a box, shoved in a drawer. I'll deal with that another time. And that's fine if it's not frustrating you. But if you go to use your camera, like your digital SLR camera, and you cannot find the cord for it, then it's not serving any purpose, is it? Because you can't use a digital SLR. So I would, and I know that you feel similarly, Amy, so I would suggest getting all the cables and all of your digital item, or like all of the things that they belong to, laying them all out, marrying the cords with their devices, and then you know what you need, and then you can make decisions around decluttering. Because you may find that camcorder from 2006 and realize that we don't ever use it, and we're not going to use it because we have a smartphone now that we record all our video on. So it can be put in electronic waste.
Yep. Actually, talking of electronic waste, Victoria, Australia have made a really exciting change where you can no longer throw electronic waste, so cords, cables, devices, in your rubbish bin. You have to put them into an e-waste recycling. I'm so excited by that.
Which is at your local Officeworks.
Yeah, or your local tip, or you know, there's so many places.
It's not hard.
No, it's really great.
It's not a reason to keep them in your drawer.
No, and it makes me a bit guilty that I got rid of my camcorder like a week before that was the legislation. But anyway, grace.
Yes. So get everything and marry them up with their cords, and then make decisions around decluttering the actual devices to begin with. And then all the excess cords you can let go of. Because we do, again, I know we just set up, but you can go out and get a cord.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to leave the house. Like, I order all my cords on Kogan.com. They're about $8. They get delivered in about 4 days.
But you also can probably find the cord, repurpose another cord. Do you know, like, I'm trying to think of something. Something that I've got, my Kindle has the same cord, charges other USB devices, like it's USB and then the Kindle, the bit that goes into the Kindle.
Yeah, we're playing charades. We haven't done charades for a little while.
Yeah.
Yep.
The male part of the cord goes into a few other of my, you know, like my phone charger, you know, like the portable charger.
Yep.
It goes into that as well.
So
I don't need three.
Yep.
It also goes into my UE box.
Yeah, I can picture the one.
Unless you're going to resell it and you want to resell it with everything, then think about, do I need to keep all of them, or can they be repurposed? Repurposed. And that's why it's like, oh, maybe you don't need to hop on Kogan and buy a new cord.
Yeah, there might be another one.
You've got one already in your home.
Are you loving getting into decluttering and organizing? Are you excited to get into different spaces in your house and just see the transformation that is possible? But are you also finding that there are some things that just aren't sticking, that you're finding that you just don't have the routine or system to really hold you where you want to be? Well, Kirsty and I have developed the Art of Decluttering online course, which is an amazing 6-module self-paced course with an interactive Facebook community. So if you want to go from overwhelmed to just nailing this decluttering thing, we would love you to join us. You just visit artofdecluttering.com.au/course. We have payment plans available. Access it today and see that transformation that you've been dreaming of. Have an organized home that stays organized for life. We cannot wait to see you in the course.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online.
Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So how the Revels do it is exactly what Kirsty is. In fact, there's a whole chapter in my book about how to deal with electronics, and it's then to snap lock bag things as sets. So if you get a new phone, all the cords and cables that come with that phone, I put it in a snap lock bag, label it. This is my iPhone S million, whatever these things are.
I love it. You don't use iPhones.
No,
what are you talking about?
No.
Just talk about you.
I have
Samsung.
A Samsung
A8. Yeah.
So you put everything for that in that snap lock bag. And so if you are someone who wants to sell it on, you just pick up the snap lock bag, you've got everything you need. Or if you're looking for something, it's in the snap lock bag. It just makes it really simple. And then when you're finished with it, that whole bag can go to your e-waste collection because you're done with the device fully.
Yes. You've taken the phone to Mobile Monsters.
Correct.
And you've taken all of the cords with it.
Do you label your cords ever? Like, do you do like a little sticky label or a bread tag label or a label, like a cord label, anything on any of yours?
No, because we don't have that many and they're usually in use.
Okay.
The phones are always on charge. The iPads are always on charge. And again, I just look at what they need. Like, you know, I look at the device and look at what the male part that I need.
Yeah.
And I just find the cord.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great idea. We just don't need to do it in our house.
Yeah, because you're already minimalist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a hesitation of a yes.
We're definitely minimalist. We could probably do better on our cords and cables, maybe, but I don't feel like they're too much of a frustration in our house.
Yep.
But I do go into lots of clients' homes and I see boxes and boxes of cables.
Yeah. And what it is the fear becomes just paralyzing and you end up keeping things for decades.
Yeah.
Because the fear of what if I need it is just so debilitating, and you feel like if you're anything like our generation, you didn't grow up with devices, and so you don't feel like you're all over it. You feel like, oh, if I get rid of that, I might just break something. I might ruin it.
Yes.
But you can get rid of cords that you don't know. If you don't know what they're for,
you don't know what they're for.
Them.
You're
get not going to.
Yeah. And it can be frustrating to gather all your devices. You know, like to gather the laptops and the printers and the camcorders and everything. But you'll thank us.
If you don't do it now, you're going to have to do it at some time.
Your future self will thank you. Your future self will thank you.
Yes, good.
I promise you.
How many phone chargers do you have, Kirst?
Great question. I only usually use 2-3. I've got one in my car.
Yep.
Got one attached to my computer.
Yep.
And we've got a few in our walk-in pantry that are for all the common devices like the iPads and the phones that anybody can use.
Okay. So 3
main places where I charge my phone.
Yep.
I don't have one in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have my watch charger in my bedroom.
Yep. Yeah, I'm similar. We've got bedroom, car, office, and I've got one in a charging pack that I keep in my car or when I travel.
Just in case.
the just in case I've run out of power. And that's got a battery pack in it and just leads to make sure that I've got headphones. But that's it. And they're always in the spots that I need them.
Yeah, and I feel like phone cords are different from...
Cord cords.
Other cords. Because our phone cords are in current use.
Permanently.
Although, like, I do know families who have got multiple cord, like Apple chargers, because their kids take them and never bring them back. So, yeah.
But that's a habit problem. Like, the solution to that is habit or redefining what the expectation is.
Yes. Yes. Mm. And I think Apple devices too, because they've been lightning chargers for the last several iterations of the phone. So you may have bought an iPhone 6 and it still works on an iPhone 10.
Yeah, right.
So you've kept the 6 cord even though you've let go of the 6 phone, because we don't tend to, like, some people just get rid of the phone and don't get rid of the cords because they still work on my new one.
Mm.
And that's why you might have multiples.
Multiples of it. Do you know what people still have in their homes is, like, phone cables? Like, I'm talking, like, telephone plug into the wall cables.
Yes.
So often.
Yes.
And Ethernet cables.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Get rid of them.
Yes.
If you're not using them, get rid of them.
Yes.
Is there a theme in this episode?
Yes.
Chuck it out, chuck it out, chuck it out, out, out.
I think that it is that letting go of the expectation of I'm going to need this one day.
Yep.
You're probably not going to need it one day. And again, here our heart for you is not so that you go out and spend $20 every 20 minutes. Like, because that's another one of our rules, or, you know, the minimalist rule is if you can replace it in 20 minutes for less than $20, then you can chuck it out. But it is, and it's not so that you can continually spend $20.
No.
And it's not so that we're buying into consumer culture. It's if you don't know what it is for, then let it go. And then if you realize what it was for, you can replace it and it's not going to cost you that much.
I think this has been helpful. I say that about every episode. I get to the end of it and I'm like, I think we've done pretty good, Kirst.
I hope that all of our episodes are helpful, even if it's just for one person.
That's right. This was worth our time.
Yes. So, Amy, you do snap lock bags for all new devices and electronics that come into your home. What Correct. Are some other ways of organising that people could use?
That's a great question. You could use boxes. You could use, like, old, like, the boxes that the things come in and just write on it with a Sharpie. That's about as far as my imagination's going right now. What are your ideas?
Well, and you can label the cords so that you can have them out.
Yes.
So you can put sticky tape around them or labels or...
Yep, masking tape.
Masking tape or, you know, Instagram designed, you know, labels for things like... So that you can always know what that cord is for.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes it really easy chucking it out or passing it on or selling it, because you actually know what it belongs to instead of guessing that it may have belonged to a printer from 4 printers ago.
Or you could do a charging station.
Yes.
I've recently tried to set up a charging station at our house.
Tried?
I set it up successfully. My kids don't like it.
Why is that?
I don't really know. I've tried to nut down, like, what's the actual issue you have with it. We're not quite there yet.
Is it maybe because they like accessing their phone while it's charging?
No, because it's right where they were otherwise charging. I've just made it really neat and put in a little box, and I've sawn out a corner so the chargers can go in. Like, it's pretty cool. I'll take a photo of it, and then I would welcome feedback.
From your children or from us?
No, from other people whose opinions I act. No. I've got the feedback from my offspring. They don't like it.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah. So I'll
try
take a photo.
And
we'll see.
Why. So that is, we've spoken about decluttering. We've spoken about organising.
We've spoken about what to do when new things come in.
And maintaining.
Yeah.
which is like new things.
Hmm.
But is there anything more that you want to say about maintaining?
I don't think so. You?
I do. I've said it, but I just want to reiterate.
Say it again, Kirst.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Is when you get rid of a device or something that has a cord, get rid of the cord as well so that you're not keeping, you know, except for the exception of phones where you might need multiple, you know.
Yeah.
It only comes with one cord, but you do need it at your computer and, you know, other than iPhones, or other than phones, if you're buying a new printer, get rid of the old printer cord.
Mm-hmm.
If you're buying a new laptop, get rid of the old laptop cords. Like, and whether, and as we said, there's lots of e-waste recycling places yep. now. So search out for them, particularly if you live in Victoria and it's now illegal to put it in your rubbish bin.
Go government.
Yay.
I'm going to read out a review from one of our US listeners, from one Candace, that wasn't that hard. I don't know why I found that name particularly difficult. Practical and fun. This podcast is thoroughly entertaining and extremely practical. The hosts are so compassionate and likable, and their advice is helpful and motivational. I think when Candace says we're thoroughly entertaining and extremely practical, the extremely practical is on purpose. The thoroughly entertaining is purely by accident.
You mean us, yes. Not what she's written. I was like, what do you mean? Everything she's written is on purpose. And
No, us.
Us, yeah. We don't mean to be entertaining necessarily.
Love it. So thank you for listening in this week. Please let us know if you've got any solutions that we haven't talked about. Come into our Facebook community and we'll see you next week.
Yay. Oh, before we go.
Yeah. P.S.
P.S. Go listen to episode 19. It's on digital clutter. So... And we've also got episodes on CDs and DVDs as well, which can kind of come in. I can see how they're related.
Yep, I can too. Yep, I can too.
Awesome. We can't wait to hang out with you again next week. Bring our laughter and practicality to you. And, so we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.